Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Dramatic scenes when Parliament resumed after a fortnight's break, with the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, struggling to keep order as the opposition unleashed a furious attack on the Prime Minister, John Key.
Order. The members will resume their seats or members will be leaving this House. Their choice.
Two of them were on their way within minutes, still protesting the Speaker's decision to let the Prime Minister correct a statement he had made in the House about his knowledge of the GCSB's involvement in the dot-com affair, overruling Winston Peters, who claimed he had got in first.
The member can raise his point of order when he gets his chance. I've recognised the Prime Minister. Order! Order! Members will resume their seat. I'm on my feet. This nonsense will stop.
The Speaker said he'd decide who had the floor.
If a member seeks to raise a point of order while the House is hearing the Prime Minister's point of order, order, the members will leave the House unless they behave themselves. The member has quite liberty to do so. Member will resume his seat or leave the House. Member will leave the House.
So Labour's David Parker headed for the nearest exit, and the Speaker called on Mr Key to make his statement.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister, right? The member will also leave. Order! The member will leave the House. The member will leave the House. Or he will be named.
But the New Zealand First Leader was already on his way, and the Prime Minister was able to correct answers he'd given last month when he claimed he had not known of the GCSB's involvement in the dot-com affair until September the 17th.
A subsequent review of all material held by the GCSB found that on the 29th of February, I had viewed a presentation that was not related to the dot-com file during a visit to the Bureau. I'm advised that the talking points for the presentation included a short reference to the dot-com arrest as an example of cooperation between the Bureau and the police.
Mr Key then faced this question from Labour's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson.
Can the Prime Minister confirm that a camera capable of taking audio-visual material was on a tripod in the staff cafeteria at the GCSB when he spoke to staff on the 29th of February?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I can't confirm it, but I'm advised that there was a camera there. It'd certainly be a camera capable of taking a video, absolutely right.
But extensive checks had shown that the camera wasn't running that day. And although Winston Peters was not able to ask his question, one of his MPs tabled two letters that he had written to the Speaker requesting that the Prime Minister be referred to the Privileges Committee, and Lockwood Smith confirming that he was onto it.
The Prime Minister's response on this occasion was received yesterday and the matter is being considered today.
And the Speaker also revealed that he'd received five applications for urgent debates.
The first is from Phil Twyford seeking to debate the mothballing of the Kiwi Rail line between Napier and Gisborne. This is a particular case of recent occurrence involving the administrative responsibility of the government. However, the business of the House should not be set aside just because an announcement has been made. There will be other occasions on which this matter can be debated. That application is therefore declined. The second application is from David Shearer, the Leader of the Opposition, seeking to debate further revelations about the unlawful interception of communications of certain individuals by the Government Communications Security Bureau and the Prime Minister's knowledge of such events occurring. A proposal to discuss a continuing problem such as this is not one contemplated by Standing Order 386 as a particular case of recent occurrence. Furthermore, the House has recently considered the matter. An urgent debate was held immediately before the adjournment on 27 September. That application is therefore also declined. The third application is from the Honourable Leanne Dalzell, seeking to debate the government's decision in response to the recommendations of the independent report commissioned by the Ministry of Civil Defence and Emergency Management. The release of the government's decisions is a particular case of recent occurrence involving ministerial responsibility. The business of the House should not be set aside just because a ministerial announcement has been made, even though it may be important. There must be an element of urgency for the matter to take precedence over other business. The application is therefore also declined. The fourth and fifth applications are from Jacinda Ardern and Matiru Ture, seeking to debate the government's failure to protect private information at the Ministry of Social Development. Given the need for public confidence in the government's handling of sensitive personal information, I consider the matter important enough to warrant the immediate attention of the House by way of urgent debate. As Jacinda Ardern lodged her application first, I call on Jacinda Ardern to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance. Jacinda Ardern.
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Labour's Jacinda Ardern, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.